Before we begin today's short segment, I wanted to take a moment to address the ongoing concern regarding Spotify's mishandling of misinformation and lack of accountability and transparency as a parent company. We strongly believe that large corporations such as Spotify do have a social responsibility to address these concerns and be a part of the solution and not the problem. That being said, our podcast is solely on Anchor, and then it's distributed to other platforms. But Anchor is a Spotify company, and while we don't agree with the current stance they're taking, we will continue to upload via this platform. We do appreciate your support, and we want to continue to provide valuable and helpful content to our listeners as best as we know how to. Okay, on to today's show. Salam, everyone, and welcome to the very first Finance and Faith Friday segment. So my name is Amira. For those who haven't heard me on the podcast from our other episodes, a little bit about me. I have a passion in personal finance just due to trying to go through our own personal finance journey and realizing that I did not have that much financial literacy, and not that it was to anybody's fault or to the way that I was brought up, but I found that it just was not something that we talked about a lot growing up. And so as a result, growing up, my husband and I realized that we just had no idea what we were doing in terms of our money. And so it kind of led us onto this 5+ year journey of figuring things out. And now I'm really looking forward to sharing kind of what we've learned so that other people don't fall in the same boat. Our goal is really here at Muslim Women Finance to really make financial literacy among Muslim women more mainstream, because I don't think it's something that's talked enough about, especially particularly in our community of faith. And so for that reason, Muslim Women in Finance podcast was born about a year and a half ago, and we've been making monthly segments since, and took a hiatus break as of this past winter, only to come back and realize that we can still deliver the same content, just change things up a bit, and really looking forward to this new format for you guys. So we appreciate any feedback that you can give us, and let's get started with our first Faith and Finance Friday segment. Again, so these will just be very short segments related to personal finance and women. We'll have them every other week, and we will hopefully make it as engaging as possible with our followers. All right, so what is personal finance? Personal finance is an all-encompassing term, and it's used to describe how we manage our money. The four main areas that fall under personal finance includes income, any money you have coming in the door, doesn't matter from where, your budgeting plan or spending plan. And I know a lot of times budgeting, that term just kind of triggers this restrictive type of, same feelings that the word diet comes up. And so if you feel restrictive when you hear that word, you can basically consider it your allocation plan or your spending plan. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's how you plan for those dollars that are coming in. And then saving and investing. Again, these two are separated just because you have saving is generally used for short-term goals, so things like a down payment for a house or education for children, short-term type of things, not necessarily college. Investing would fall under the category, you could do retirement savings, you could do Hajj, for example, if you plan to do that in 10+ years from now, etc., those things like that. We will have episodes, short episodes, that will kind of dive deeper into these specific topics, but this is just a general idea of kind of what personal finance can include. When and how do we use personal finance in our day-to-day lives? I will tell you that I generally do look at our budget a couple of minutes every day. And you know why I do that is because I do track my spending, whether it's gas, whether it's even a coffee at the coffee shop, it all goes into my budget. So it is something that I am constantly doing, and it is a habit that gets built up. And it's a way for us to keep ourselves in check, essentially. It doesn't have to be complicated. There are many tools with the use of technology nowadays, or you can choose to do things very simply, and that includes paper and pen, a little notebook, piece of paper, doesn't matter. It's however you choose to do these things on a day-to-day basis. And you don't have to overcomplicate it. A lot of times people feel overwhelmed just with the idea of trying to organize their accounts, and there's different cards, and it's just, you know, the more the more simplified you can make it, the easier it'll be on you. You don't need to have multiple accounts. And in fact, you will find that you're probably getting charged fees for bank accounts nowadays. There's hardly any fee-free bank accounts that exist. So take a moment to kind of review what you have and if there's a way to simplify and consolidate these things. So the use of spreadsheets, some individuals will, they could typically track their spending through that. You can track every dollar, like I said, through paper and pen, notebook. But a good idea is really just to get organized and just to see what you have and how you can simplify and how you can kind of move forward with that. So why is personal finance so important? And particularly, why is it so important for women? So understanding your personal finance will allow you to direct your life and create meaning and purpose for yourself rather than profits for other people. It really gives you, you know, a good handle, and I would even say, like, I guess, control over your environment or control over your finances so that you can choose where you want to allocate those funds, and instead of it being allocated for you due to. So knowing where your funds are going gives you the freedom to spend money on things that are important to you and things that you value, such as, you know, charity functions or organizations, or allows you to allocate your time more differently. And money can be a source of financial security and stability. Of course, money at the end of the day is a tool, and that tool will give you choices. So whether that's spending more time with your children or spending more time doing charitable work, at the end of the day, we will be asked about the resources that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it's really important that we make sure that what we're doing with our money and our day-to-day expenses, we're being responsible with it. So I'm going to leave it at that. And that's just an overview of personal finance. And that wraps it up for our very first Finance Friday segment. One actionable tip that I would like to suggest for listeners, whether or not you believe you have a good handle on your finances or you're just coming here for the very first time, is to track your spending over the next 2 weeks. And I want to kind of just see what everyone unearths. You know, use a plain notebook and paper, just, or you can jot it down on your phone in a note text. See what that looks like over the next 2 weeks. Any type of money that goes out, track it. And then kind of look back and see what kind of thoughts and feelings come up on as you do this exercise. So share your results with us on Instagram, and you can find us at Muslim Women in Finance. And until next time, stay well and salam.